morning, everybody. Please be seated. According to the agenda, we are now at the so-called general discussion. So by definition, this is a not defined item. So I would start by asking if anyone from the committee or outside the committee has anything to ask, to comment, to propose. This is the time. Yes, Peter.
I have one comment on the scientific reports that we hear at the PAC. Usually they are at the end of the session. We are almost always late, and what happens is that people rush through their slides and it's very difficult to follow, so maybe we reduce the number from 2 to 1 and we give 40 minutes so that there is a buffer time in order to accommodate possible delays, and then people don't have to rush and we would be more careful also in listening.
On the same line, I think some time ago we set up some rules for presentations concerning time and number of slides and the kind of information that should be in the slides. I think there is a slow drift towards a little messy situation. So I propose that we are more strict with the time. You could not present 60 slides for a 20-minute talk. So this should be cut before uploading the file. And once more, we always ask information which are not anymore given, you know, responsibilities, papers, and there is always a long discussion on the physics, although we know very well, because this was presented maybe 6 months earlier. So I propose that before uploading the slides, there is a sort of pre-review, and eventually this is corrected.
Not by us.
Not by us, but there must be at the office level. Maybe this is a responsibility of Alexander, of the office, to make sure that the slides are and the talks are complying with what we request. We cannot have just a 30 minutes discussion on physics and 2 minutes of what they are doing.
Fully agree with you. I think that we said that several times, that the presentations done at the PAC should focus on what the group is doing and not how well the experiment is doing. That we believe the experiment is doing very well, particularly when it is an outside experiment, but we want to know what the group here is doing. That should be the focus. And we don't want to hear that the experiment, to put any name, LHCB, which is not represented here, has so many papers. We want to know what the GINR group is doing in LHCB. Okay? So this we had repeatedly said, and maybe we need to refresh the memory from time to time. And as a rule of thumb, if you have a 20 minutes talk, you don't have more than 20 slides. Yes.
To keep better timing, we should reserve explicitly time for a discussion after each talk.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, people would just spend all 20 minutes for talk itself.
Yeah.
Why not to add plus 5 minutes to discussion explicitly?
Yeah, actually, the 20 minutes talk are supposed to be 15 plus 5.
Yeah, but in reality.
Yeah, in reality, you're. Yeah. Laszlo.
I'm a little bit puzzled about NA64. Of many talks, presentations here that were more or less routine, useful, interesting, there was one singular that was stressed also this morning in the session. Can anybody explain why is this item so important, new and absolutely successful it was stressed that this may be the first time that CERN accepts a Russian proposal. Why is granted success for this proposal, which is, by the way, cheap? Is there anybody can maybe I'll be asked after this PAC meeting what was the most important subject at this PAC, and of course NA64. Why? If there is no answer, then I'll skip my question.
There is answer.
The leader is here. Well, I don't know. I can answer, but probably Peter answer because he was a referee for a few times. But the main importance, because...
What's singular in that?
Well, the situation with standard model is, as I mentioned yesterday. So we are looking for the new physics. LHC does not show nothing. And with this very simple experiment, we or expected to find new physics, or we close a lot of models. It is also very interesting and important results. In case of success, it will be extremely successful. In case of no success, it also will be extremely successful.
No, but I would say the main issue is to cover the region of very light dark matter, which is extremely difficult to somehow to exclude at usual LHC experiments. But at that time of a type of experiments, that is the proper place to do. And that is the key issues.
Okay.
And also, may I continue a little bit? And also, I can add, yesterday Antonio asked me about the comparison between our experiment and you proposed to be positioned in LHC tunnel. So we have an advantage in sensitivity because for us it is proportional, this missing strength in square. But for that experiment, it will be in power 4. Probably with 10 months of LHC running and high luminosity, they will obtain more higher statistics, but the sensitivity for us is better. So it's quite unique experiment. And the last point, our detector is extremely important because with help of Strow tube, we make possible to separate signal at the level 10 to minus 12. So it is extremely high level. That's all what I can comment.
Just a very small comment. May I say?
Yes.
They're looking for not dark matter, just for candidates for dark matter. It's a very important message. Because you could not prove that you really see dark matter particle. You see only candidate to dark matter particle.
Any other comments or yes?
Okay, since NA64 was already clarified, I will continue with my timing issues. The second problem I have during the last maybe 5 or 6 meetings of the program advisory committee is that we have many and good posters, and we have typically 20 or less minutes to go through. And initially I was trying to speak with the authors, now it's not anymore possible, so what we do is now we look and evaluate visually. I don't know how this can be improved, but on one side it's good for the young authors of the posters to have some questions and to discuss with the members of the committee. On the other hand, in 20 minutes this is certainly not possible, so I just raised the question and wish to improve the situation.
Yeah, I think that yesterday we had an unusual overrunning in the time of the program. According to the original schedule, we should be at the poster session by 5 and we came by 6:30. So I take the blame for this overrunning of the timetable, and I think we should do better in that respect. We should not allow. But there was a lot of discussion yesterday also, and I felt that I didn't want to cut it. Yes.
Maybe possible to put this poster in advance electronically on the web for day before or 2 days before. It's no problem, in fact.
Yeah, that's a good suggestion, yeah. They could be uploaded to the agenda if they could do it. Okay. Any other comments or questions? Yeah, maybe I would tell for the people that are not on the committee, that are here, that one of the things that we will recommend for those groups that are seeking continuation for a period of 4 years or kind like of 4 years, all those groups will be requested to submit a timeline, a working plan with a kind of milestones and who is doing what. So together with annual reports, the annual reports exist already, they are in place, but what we wish to add to the annual report is some kind of a monitoring aspect, so that the PAC can have a priori what the plans are and what the execution is. So, so this applies in general, so I just want to give you a heads up that you will see this in the recommendation this time, that every group, if they have not done it, they will be required to submit a detailed timetable, working plan with milestones and with name associated to each task. Well, if you have done for Atlas, maybe it would be good that we show it so that we can see whether this is what we have in mind or not. Because I don't remember exactly that table, but if it exists, it would be good to... Okay, that would be great. Yes, Peter.
Ishak, do we really insist to see the names of the people who will be working on particular subject? Imagine that the person goes to another institute.
Yeah, it can be no name, but you can say we have a postdoc or we will hire a postdoc to do this work. Okay. So this is legal.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
So, think the name is not necessary, but we have 100% people working on that.
Yes.
Not the 30% or 50%.
Yes. Yes. So either you put a name or you say we will hire a postdoc or we'll hire whatever to be named. All those things are, that's common practice. Not requesting anything impossible here. Can you increase fonts? Because for some people like me, I can hardly read that.
Нельзя? Убери full screen тогда просто. Вот так вот, да, оставь его. Отлично. Все, спасибо.
Okay, we have uploaded actually yesterday and today we uploaded on in the agenda their updated project for the Atlas where we in their in the chapter human resources, we posted their table with our timelines, where first the title of their analysis, the third column is participants, and their after it's amount of FTEs for each participant. And then we just, this is the timeline, how long this analysis is going to be during the next 5 years. So as you see, for the Atlas, we got almost a solid program for the next 5 years in almost all analyses, and only some of them, like some pentaquark and tetraquark. So as you know, pentaquark is really appeared to be suddenly really long-term analysis, but we still hope that, and we, after the discussion yesterday evening with the conveners of their Bethesda's group, it's really strongly recommended to finish it by this year, by Beauty 2019. So we, anyway, we just posted at the 2 years, and after that, the group will switch to the search for tetraquarks there. And also, for the TH analysis, the, one of the postdocs that are now is working in TTH analysis, 2 years later, he will switch fully to the TH analysis only. And for the for the projects in TDAC and Athena, our participation in their CERN grant. So CERN grant is given for 1.5 years. So, and but after that, definitely we are going to continue our participation. The only problem that we don't know exact name of the project, but it's gonna be something like that anyway. TDAC or framework software development.
Yeah, this looks, I would say, pretty good to me. What do you mean by to be defined? What does it mean?
Exact title. So it's definitely will be something like TDAC, but we don't know exactly the exact title or exact task, I would say. Because right now it's TDAC and development of the dashboards for TDAC, but what is going to be exactly after 2 years, it should be defined with conveners.
Fair enough. Yeah, okay. Antonio.
So I am very glad of what you did in such a hurry. So thank you very much. Yeah. And I think this is a sort of message to all the other experiments, because this is exactly what we were requesting. So thank you very much. Maybe this could be complemented with what we discussed yesterday, these high-level milestones that we could use to monitor the progress of the progress of the
by milestones, you mean publication dates?
No, that you parallel to this, which is extremely important, you add a series of high level, I repeat, not micromanagement, but high level milestones that you define for next year, 2 years, 3 years, whenever you can. So in a way, you can say that in by next year you intend to address this issue and to have conference given, or in 2 years that you want to complete this analysis, that's your goal.
But maybe,
you know, just high level milestones.
Okay.
So in other words, you can try to map this into a timeline. Okay. So you can try to map this into a timeline.
And once you have updated this table, I think this will be perfect for us.
Okay.
But thank you for your effort. This was great.
Okay. So this is exactly what we have in mind, and this will be requested for all the other experiments. Yes, Luciano.
Just have a comment on the reports which have been submitted to the committee prior to the meeting. So I would like to recommend that there is a structure which facilitates the work of the referees, trying to put the details related, for instance, to technical aspects, which are very relevant, of course, maybe more into appendix, such that the more essential points then do not get diluted into a sort of flat presentation of all aspects. Okay. So I really appreciated reading the 67-page document which was submitted by the Atlas, the Atlas group. But I think it is indeed true that there were many points that one could not follow correctly because the structure didn't help. Okay.
Any other questions? from the PAC, not non-PAC members?
I'm sorry, I'm not PAC member.
Yes.
I have one question, sorry. I was told that it is a position of of PAC, and statement is as following, that in case of long stop of LHC, the number or amount of visits to CERN should be reduced. This case happened with our project for this year and for the next one. I have two questions. Why it happened, or maybe it's nothing to do with PAC, maybe it's the position of some other. I'm not aware
that the PAC said that.
And not the referees.
We didn't comment on that this time, and I don't think... Sometimes it occurs that the travel budget is considered by the PAC to be on the very high level, and then we write that on the recommendations. I'm not aware that this time there was such a comment made by any of the PAC members. Did I miss it? Yes?
I think in earlier meetings we said that the people going to CERN should be the activists and not the 10% or 20% participants in the field. So that the real per diem goes to those who have a job to do there, and not just also shifters, but really going into the full thing. You need the shifters, you need the physicists who participate 80 or 100% of their time, those we want to see at CERN in these collaborations. But if 10% members are traveling too often, but that's up to the management here to decide, not to us.
So, as I understood, it is not position of PAC.
No, I'm not aware that this time there was any comment in this direction concerning CMS.
Because it exists such a statement.
Where is that statement?
At GNR, it looks very strange. Because maybe it's such a rule can be applied, for example, for software people. But for hardware people who have a responsibility for detector, it simply means that during long stop, dramatically increased presence at CERN.
There was no such a comment by this PAC this time,
Saint
period.
I'm sorry, it should be addressed maybe to another console.
Okay. Any other thing?
Are we ready for coffee? Almost. Coffee is there, but sandwiches are not.
Okay, if there is no more questions or comments, then we can break for coffee, and then we will end up...
I just wanted to comment how pleasantly I was surprised about the progress with Baikal installation. It was only mentioned in White Talk by you, but I was missing, I was not here.
Baikal?
Detector.
But Baikal is not part of the agenda this time.
I know, but I was gone from this committee for 2 years, and I was pleasantly surprised to see that the progress is as scheduled, that everything is being installed as we were told, I think, 2 years ago or 3 years ago. So it was a very pleasant surprise to me. So I'm very happy for that.
Yeah.
And because I know that Baikal, working thousands of kilometers east of here is not the same as working at CERN.
Yes. I can just comment if you ask that the last meeting in January, we had a thorough discussions of all the neutrino experiments, and Baikal was one of the experiments that came up with flying colors and was considered a flagship project of this laboratory.
No, I think that shows that if a laboratory can put it as a priority, things happen.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, so absolutely. That's the only comment I wanted to make.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Any other comments? So So we will break for coffee, and after that we start our close session.
So coffee is ready, sandwiches will arrive soon. I just want to use the chance to remind you that at the pack page, the previous pack page, you may find the icon photo gallery, and I would like to thank our photographer for nice pictures. Please check and enjoy.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Should I applaud him?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.